Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. Welcome back. It's so good to be with you guys. Another episode talking about all things consciousness, intuition. And this is a little mini series where we're talking about my new latest obsession, which is yoga nidra. Yes. And I have another fabulous guest with me today, Beverly Laux. She is she specializes in yin yoga. And if you've never taken a yin class, I just have to say, get your booty over there and check out a yin class. If you're in LA, you can go check out one of Beverly's classes. It's an amazing, transformative practice. And we'll probably talk a little bit about that. But Beverly also practices yoga nidra. So Beverly, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So glad you're here. So glad you're here to talk to me about yoga nidra. But before we get into that, I want you to share with our guests, our listeners, a little, you know, journey. Like when you had this epic moment of like, this shit needs to change. And you started your journey.
Let's see. Do you mean that from a spiritual perspective?
Yeah. Like really, like you were like, okay, something's broken here. Something's not working. What got you started on that moment of going in and getting deep?
Well, for me, I would consider myself as always being a seeker. Even since a child, I knew that there was something bigger. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had messages when I was very young. And it's just taken me a while to get there. I think that during the the time when I had my kids, the area that I live in wasn't very accepting of new ways of thinking or of the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I suppressed it a lot. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I think it's about 10 years ago. I know it was at least 10 years ago. I had an issue that stopped me from working, like an injury. Mm. And then all of a sudden it was like, I wasn't doing anything. I'm too young to retire. And I can't accept my life like this because there was just so many things I couldn't do anymore. I used to love to run. I couldn't do that. I couldn't ride a bike. I couldn't even swim. So it was very restricting. So.
And this was 10 years ago.
Yeah. And then about
five. Were you in an accident?
No. It's just spirit calling you, waking you up. You know, you're not doing the right thing. It's time for you to start looking deeper or whatever. Uh-huh. At that point, I didn't really realize, even though I was, kind of in a position where, I had to go and get checked out medically, and they were saying, oh, you know, you got to have surgery and this and that. And I said, no. Mm-hmm. So I was working on it spiritually, but when I couldn't work anymore, that's when it really started to hit home. Okay, now you can't work, now you can't ride a bike, now you can't run, now you can't swim, kind of thing. All things you can't do, which are, you know, your egoic self just wants to jump in and tell you about.
Yeah.
All the negatives. So I, from that point, my sister-in-law actually said, you know what, I met this guy, he's a really great yoga therapist, let him come to you. So he started to come, and I saw him privately, and all of a sudden I started to turn the corner. So yoga gave me the physical mobility, but in the meantime, I did a lot of other exploring, if you will. So, and here I am, no surgery, 10 years later.
I want to back up for a minute, because there's, I think there's a lot in there, and I think a lot, I think a lot of the listeners may relate to this, like, feeling of powerless, of like,
yes,
you know, and that could be like, I'm stuck in a bad job. It could be, I'm stuck in a like bad marriage. That could be, I'm like just stuck in my head, and I, it's, my head's trying to kill me. But you had your body, like, physically go out.
Mm-hmm.
So when that yoga therapist showed up at your house, what did that feel like? Can you go back to that moment of like, oh my God, this is incredibly painful, or this is
scary. Oh, so scary. Yeah. Because in the beginning it hurt more.
Mm.
And my husband used to say, is this worth it? Do you know what you're doing? And, you know, it was like, what am I doing? You know? And now I can honestly say that in yoga, things have to sometimes get a little worse before they get better, but you just have to understand, you take out the fear, you relax into it, and it does shift.
Yeah.
It's the shifting that causes the pain. And we're just so, you know, oh my gosh, my body, oh, it's hurting more, you know, should I really be doing this kind of thing? So I actually have a student who's so afraid of pain. And you know, it's just great that I've experienced this, because I can help, you know, understand.
Yeah.
So
I was just thinking about the pain.
Yeah.
And being afraid of it, right? Yeah. How the brain works.
Mm-hmm.
And how pain is not really there, right? After like 6 weeks, you know, inflammation can calm down, or there's still a little bit of inflammation, but the brain, the pathway is set, right?
Yes.
In the brain. So it's like, it's like rewiring that.
Yes. It's the repetition, that thought that, you know, like when you have no hope, you know, you just keep on going back to that, you know, it's like a original record that just, you just get stuck on, and you just keep on replaying.
Oh, it's such a bad loop.
So
how long did it take you? I mean, what was that like before you could actually like get up and be mobile and ride your bike and, you know, like,
well, actually I've only discovered that I could ride a bike a year ago.
Mm.
So that was when, I thought that was done. There was no way. But now I actively enjoy biking again with my family, which is incredible. We love to go biking in the hills. And so it's amazing. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I love your story. I remember when we were together, and one of the nidras was super, well, let's just face it. Like, sometimes when you're in the practice, you know, the body is, it's like restructuring. Right? Realigning.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that pain in my hips like I'd never had before.
Yeah.
You know, and that was like, debilitating.
Yeah.
Like I had never experienced that kind of pain. And you just said, just hang on, Lane. You, right? You were just like holding me. Like, you're going to break through. And I did. I totally did. Thank you for sharing your story. So you got into this, you know, your yoga practice and discovering your body and your being. And then what led you to yoga nidra?
So, you know, yoga is just such a huge field, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I was spiritually led to take my yin teacher training.
Yeah.
And at the time, actually, you know, thinking back, sorry, my mother-in-law was passing away, and my sister-in-law had this book, and she goes, "This is really interesting to me, what they go through when you're transitioning." And the transition my mother-in-law had was very gradual. She was like in this, you know, psychic sleep, releasing her whole life over several months. And so she started to look into it, and she's always loved yoga. So, and always been practice yoga. So anyway, she gave me a tape of this guy, and I started to have these kind of like, wow, they go on these trips. When I went on the yoga nidra, when I'd listen to a tape, you know, and I go, holy crap, I'm sitting in my house and this is happening. And, you know, really, really deep. And then I met my teacher and I went, I just want more of her. I want more of this. I want to understand it. And so it took me a year and a half to get into her class. And so that's where we met. So I hope that answered your question. Yeah.
Yeah. Yoga is so, there's so many paths and so many different types. And, you know, when I talk to people, they have no idea what I'm talking about. When I say I'm a yoga nidra guide, and they automatically assume that we're going to, you know, do downward dogs.
Yes.
Right. They automatically assume that it's going to be strenuous and that we need props.
Right. Well, it is nice to have a prop or two, a pillow under your head, a blanket, you know, those kind of props, right?
Right.
But we don't really need them.
But we don't need, yeah, exactly. We don't need them. It's like so easy just to, I mean, be on your bed.
Yeah.
On the couch.
Right.
Right. Do you have a place where you practice set up in your house?
Yeah, I actually do. My husband and my son, the most amazing students, they will do yoga nidra whenever I ask them. I practice with them a lot. And so they will either lay down on the floor on yoga mats, or they'll sit on the couch. So I'll lie on the couch, whatever, you know.
Right.
So
that's so nice that you can do it with your family.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Oh, and go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say my husband's very receptive. Well, so is my son too, but my husband asks me to do it with him. So it's sweet.
So nice. Do you carve out time? Do you have a daily practice?
I try to, yes. Mm-hmm. This week has been a little hectic because I've been writing a lot. So I haven't really had as much time as I'd like to listen, but I found that I'm not the best sleeper at night. So I have it programmed in my phone, and I wake up in the morning and I listen, and I get 30 extra minutes sleep every day, which feels like 2 hours. It gets me through the day, which is amazing.
Hey, let's just take a pause break right here. Just right here. I want to invite you to make sure to grab your free practice with me over at lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. You're going to get a full practice with me, not a 15 or a 10 minute practice, a full practice. Lay down your body and rest. Oh, so juicy, you guys. Okay, let's get back to the show.
So yes, I do try my best to have it daily.
And why? Okay, so like there's all these types of meditation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why yoga nidra?
I think that it's hard to say because I've done a lot of different types of meditation. And, you know, stuff comes up no matter what you do. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm in a yoga class, I will get downloads and, you know, something needs to be worked out or whatever. But I think with yoga nidra, it's such a beautiful, peaceful space, and it's so safe. And you're processing without even knowing it.
Okay, and let's stop right there. Let's just stop right there because that is gold. You're processing without even knowing it.
Yeah.
So I had no idea what I was doing, right? Uh-huh. The first time that I tried the practice. And then afterwards, I was like, what just happened? Right. And I was like, I have to come back and I have to do it again.
Yes.
I didn't like realize the, I guess, the power of the practice until actually learning about the practice.
Yes.
You know, and how intense it is. Mm-hmm. Have you had really profound, I don't know, spiritual or life changes as a result of the Yoga Nidra practice?
Well, wow. It's hard to pinpoint, but one thing is sticking out for me right now. Mm-hmm. And yes, I mean, I've experienced a lot and I've been on this like more of an intense journey because I've just done a lot of teacher training in yoga. Mm-hmm. And so it seems like every day there's something, but this was very big for me. I'm very afraid of heights. Mm-hmm. And I just went to Yosemite and hiked up to the top of Yosemite Falls, which is 3,000 feet high. And I walked to the edge and I looked down. Mm. And, you know, I'm trying to not be petrified,
yep.
Not to lose my shit, so to speak.
Yep.
And so I did it. Coming down was a little challenging because, you know, I'm trying to breathe and I'm trying to work through this. But the point was when I went to bed that night, I'm lying down in bed and the image of the falls came back and I'm standing on top and my stomach is flipping over. Uh-huh. And I'm feeling like I'm going to throw up while I'm in bed. And I'm like, wait a second, let's put this in respect to Yoga Nidra here. Uh-huh. You can experience this emotion without actually physically going through it.
Yeah.
And so I did. I just went there and I breathed into it and I was safe. Obviously, I'm lying down in my bed and it just passed. And I was able to stand there and look down like, you know, like I wasn't there. Do you know what I mean? Without any feelings stomach flipping, neurosis, whatever you want to call it, craziness. And till the next day I went hiking again to the top of another high point. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't there.
I love that so much.
So I didn't actually experience the Yoga Nidra. It presented to me, but mm-hmm. I used it.
Yep. Yep.
In a way that I would never have thought
exactly
to do that if I hadn't gone through the training, because I understand that it's mm-hmm. just something that's there that can be rewired.
Mm-hmm. It's the pairs of opposites, right?
Yeah.
That we do in the practice and how
exactly.
you can't, it's everything, right? There is fear and love.
Like, yes.
They reside together, to be bound and free. Together, right?
Yeah.
This is such a big part of the discussion in what happens in Yoga Nidra, I think. And it's very subtle, very subtle. Yes. And then suddenly, epically, are standing at the edge looking down and you're not freaking out. Like, that is huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's pretty intense to be afraid of heights.
Yeah. No, I understand that completely. Cause after I had my son, mm-hmm. I just can't, like, there's so many things, like flying messes me up now. Heights mess me up.
Yeah. And that's when I think it set in for me when I had my kids.
Yeah.
I always had something, but not to that extent. But
right.
Now it's cool.
Oh, so juicy, Beverly. Yeah, Yoga Nidra, it just works on that such a deep level.
Yeah. That's
so good. And so you do it every day or almost every day. And I want to hear because we have, you know, ladies that are listening that are like, how are they finding this time to do this? You know, how do they do this? But I would love for you to share something really practical with them that they could do today, because, you know, you've been doing this for a while. Yeah. And you've, you know, lots of trial and error. So what can you share with the listeners today? How can they get started? How about that? How can they just get started on their practice?
Well, I think that the most important thing is, I'm really big on finding the right teachers. Because especially with Yoga Nidra, this is a practice where you have to know what the intention is of the teacher. And, you know, it's such a pure, beautiful practice. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I went on an insight timer and listened to Jhana. Right. She's a great, some beautiful, beautiful yoga nidras there. And, you know, there's a lot of yoga nidras on Insight Timer. Now, she's also, I think I've seen her on YouTube. I haven't listened to many others besides Jhana, to be honest, because I, you know, once I find something that works for me or I resonate with, I just stick with it. So, but for practicality, if you could, you know, listen to one, I think in the morning, like I've been, you know, I think so much of us suffer with a lack of sleep, that it is beautiful that you can just listen to this for 20 minutes and feel like you've had 2 hours rest.
Right.
And, you know, if you have that downtime in the afternoon where you're just so exhausted and you feel like you have to take a nap, that's where I learned it from, actually, where it was such a big impact, because I'm kind of an insomniac and I'd go to lie down in the afternoon to take a nap, just dead on my feet and couldn't sleep. But when you put a yoga nidra on, it would help. So it would give me that boost. I'd gone into this deep sleep, but not really sleeping. So
that's so right. It's so, yeah, I think YouTube is a great resource. Mm-hmm. That's how I found Tanis.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like an insight timer, right? I think that's really good. And just that connecting with a teacher, right? Yeah. Because there's a lot of teachers out there. Right. But really being able to sync up with that spirit who is guiding the practice.
Right.
Yeah.
And don't you feel like it's, there's a connection with your voice? Like some people you can listen to all day and then others, you just can't even get into their voice at all.
I have literally been like two, 5 minutes in and been like, I can't do any more of this. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and why I brought that up was if you find someone that you think, okay, well, I'm going to try this, and they go to listen and they don't get along with the voice, don't be disheartened. Find someone who you can listen to.
Right.
And because it is beautiful once you can really sink into the voice and just go, you know?
It's so true. And just go. It's like a spaceship journey. It's like, so do you have a regular yin practice that you do?
Yes. I love yin. Yeah. I teach yin once a week, to my community. So
why do you love yin so much?
First of all, it's been, instrumental in my practice. Mm-hmm. I think that as we age, you know, we take care of our muscles, but we don't take care of all the fascia and the ligaments and the joints as much. We tend to just, you know, be in that hurry and worry mode all the time, whereas yin is a forced relaxation. So, you know, it's like you chill. And it, to me, it revives me. I still have to go and take a yin class. Even though I could do, you know, I can do it myself on my own. I love being guided by my teacher. And it's like just such a treat for me to go myself. and listen to her talk and tell me what to do. And I'm somewhere else, but the body's listening to her. So
yeah. You know, that's a good point of like listening to someone else, right? Because we can always have our own practice at home, but there is really something nice about going into a studio and plugging into a you know, even an online teacher and going through their voice, their experience. Right? It's like, oh, so nice.
Yes.
So nice to do that. It's a gift.
Yes. And there's something about both, actually. I think that with Yoga Nidra that I've experienced is that I can have a totally different experience with a collective as opposed to doing it on my own. So.
Yeah. I concur completely.
Yeah.
I was leading a class the other night, and it's so I'm always fascinated when like one person is like fidgety,
right?
And then it sets like a little ripple through the class, right? And I think this is where it's being in a class or being at home, or having a teacher there is like I'm able to cue up to the fidgets.
Yeah.
Right. And then that kind of brings the fidgeting down, and then they're back out there in space, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love practicing I love teaching and guiding, but just being in that room with others is a real treat.
Yeah, it is. It is. Mm-hmm. It's such a gift. And every time I present, something new comes up, and it's just, and it doesn't end. It seems to just keep going. Like for days after I've presented, it's really pretty magical.
I know that's what, one of the bigger gifts, I think, is like, oh, I'm still processing that.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's still lingering in my mind, in my body. And it's a gentle way to kind of process.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, I'm thinking again, I just go to this like pain in my hips, right? Like eventually I was going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
But this going through it in the Nidra was just like almost effortless because I have no, like the pain is just not there.
Right.
It's so great. So this is quite a journey, think, right?
Yes, it is.
With Yoga Nidra, getting involved with a spiritual practice, looking at your consciousness. Is there anything else that you want to share with our listeners today, Beverly?
This has been really fun. I just hope everyone finds the courage to start exploring and jump on the Yoga Nidra wagon.
Yay.
Like us.
Yeah, right. So where are they going to find you? Over on Instagram at Beverly Laux. Is that a good place?
Yes.
Do you want to spell it out for them?
Well, my first name, Beverly, is like Beverly Hills. And my last name is Loux, like sugar.
Great. So make sure to connect with Beverly over on Instagram. You know, ask her where she's going to be teaching her next yin class. She's an incredible teacher and a great spirit. Beverly, thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
Oh, Lane, it's been a pleasure. So great catching up with you and sharing this beautiful practice. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
How was that? Another episode. Thank you for listening so very much. I hope you got something out of that episode, even if it was a little tiny nugget. I just really appreciate you hanging out with me. And I want to invite you to jump on over to lanekennedy.com and grab a practice, right? I have a lot of practices and a lot of things over there that I offer my clients. And one of the new juicy things that I'm sharing with people is a Yoga Nidra practice with me. So you can jump on over to lanekennedy.com/free-YN practice. That's free YN practice. And you'll get one of my, it's a really great practice, about around ceremony, and it will put you in deep, my friend. So go on over there and grab it. It's my gift to you. Thanks for listening and hanging out. Until the next episode. Bye for now.